This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Coming up this hour, the return of Brian Hooker. We got updates on William Thompson. We got updates on a major march on Washington, D.C. For those of you who want vaccines to be known for the danger that they are and to reverse any movement toward more mandates, stick around. Brian Hooker's coming up. But this hour, aren't you glad you're sending your kids to liberal institutions of higher indoctrination, like Harvard? Because they get to learn stuff, really, what we're going to learn. And then come out $500,000 in debt, $250,000 in debt, $100,000 in debt, whatever, unless you're, you know, uber wealthy, it doesn't matter. But again, you've raised a happy, healthy, well-adjusted little lib, can I say T-A-R-D at that point? You know I want to go there.
Well.
Right? Feel good about them.
Libtard?
Yes. Yes.
There you go.
And I'm going to say it.
I said,
I'm going to have Super Don say it so you can throw the pizza pie at him on Friday.
Right.
Harvard, what have they done? Well, one of their, is this out of a class? They're teaching the kids this? I think so.
Yeah, there's an associate professor.
Okay.
Who is working with the Harvard Library Guide on fake news, information, and propaganda.
Oh, misinformation. Misinformation.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Not, wait, it could be misinformation because we're going to set the feminist.
Use the proper pronoun now. Come on.
Yes. Fake news, misinformation, and propaganda. And this is a list that they put together for their beloved students that they want to be prepared to go into the outside world and not melt every time they hear an opinion that differs from what they've been indoctrinated to believe by liberal institutions of higher indoctrination. So, fake news sites listed. Are they really fake? What's on the list? It's pretty incredible. And you can link out to the original list. It's a huge, long list. I don't know. What is it that jumps out at you, Super D, on this list as far as interesting friends of ours?
Yeah. What they do is on this list, they give all of these different websites that they've pulled out these different tags. And some of them are listed as conspiracy. Some of them are listed as hate, like hate news. Some of them are called clickbait, which, that is a problem in a lot of places
news. Yeah.
But the one that jumped out at me was one of the tags is called Junk Science.
Ooh.
And I thought, all right, so just out of, I mean, I had a feeling, yeah, I mean, considering where this is coming from and how the term fake news has been used and co-opted by certain people in order to further their own agenda, I had a feeling where this was going to go. But believe it or not, on this news, or this fake news list that has been circulated around Harvard, is being used to teach this media relations, whatever class, listed under junk science, you have Natural News, Natural Blaze, which is one that we actually look at quite often in our show prep, Green Med Info.
Really?
Yes.
You know what? That's like the hardest core of science in all the natural news type websites that there are.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, if you go to Green Med Info, Sarah G.
It's all from PubMed.
He does a great job. These are published studies. But it's junk science, according to this person. Health Impact News, great people, great stories, great information. Health Nut News, which we're familiar with, of course.
Yeah, Aaron Elizabeth.
Truth Kings is junk science. And the Food Babe.
Wait, they missed one big time. Is the CDC on there?
The CDC is not on there.
See, you know, this is just not right. This is just, you know, pretty much liberal intelligentsia, big pharma supported, Snopes indoctrinated kind
of
stuff.
I noticed Science Blogs isn't on there.
Right? Yeah, purveyors of the religion of sci-fiantism.
Now, the other thing that I thought was significant is the term or the tag fake news. Now, according to this person and the person that put this list together, there are two websites on here that I was kind of shocked about. Under the tag fake news, you've got, ironically, No More Fake News.
Wow, wait a second. John Rappaport's site?
John Rappaport's website is listed on here.
In fact, that's what we need to transition, just to show you how fake the regular news is. Published this morning from John Rappaport and extended this afternoon. Scandal, MRI brain imaging completely unreliable. Fake news on a grand scale is the headline. You can find it here at robertscottbell.com. And it's a huge, huge story. And I don't know that it's getting any play in the mainstream media. It turns out, this is from sciencealert.com, are they listed as fake news? I don't think so. There could be a very serious problem with the past 15 years of research into human brain activity, with a new study suggesting that a bug in the fMRI software could invalidate the results of some 40,000 papers. Now, this is not blaming the humans, interestingly enough, necessarily. I mean, ultimately, it could go back to humans who programmed the program, so to speak. But the reality is the programs are interpreting things in a way that have no basis in reality. And the three most popular programs being used widely for evaluating MRI images, completely without validation, no way to validate it. So not only are these 40,000 papers at risk, but how many times have those 40,000 papers been quoted in other papers as references? And so you begin to see the entire science of MRI analysis being called into question because it's relying on faulty, not humans in this case, but faulty computer software and interpretation. And then if we carry on down below it, we have an addition to the article called Explosive, a Quick Review of the Fake Medical Diagnostic Test, just to give you an overview of how much fake science is parading is legitimate. And it's all over, in and out, whether it be the FDA, the AMA, just anything that's allopathic and medical. When you rely on technology, you rely on tests, it might not be telling you what they say it's telling you. Number one on the list, and John Rappaport and I have been covering this for years on the show, off the show, everywhere we were going. And number one on the list is the antibody test. Now, not many people, millennials don't know this, but before 1985, when you had an antibody test and you tested positive, it meant that's a good thing. Your immune system has responded. It's kicked ass. You're done. You're over. You have survived whatever you encountered, and you've got immunity. Good on you. Good on you, immune system. But after 1985, in the era of phony HIV science, the antibody became antithetical to good health. And it indicated that, oh, we've detected an antibody. You're going to die. In the era of HIV, which, by the way, that test should be in the number one category. I think it is, but he didn't pull it out specifically. There is no standard for an HIV test. You can be in another country and test negative that you tested positive in the other country. It's based on, ultimately, it's a behavioral analysis. Tell me about your sexual orientation, your sexual habits, based on other things, whether that test is a real positive or a false positive. It's phony science. It's a phony test. Number two on the list is PCR, polymerase chain reaction. I bring this up time and time again. This is how they said the human papillomavirus causes cervical cancer 20 years after you had it by PCR. They take a fragment of genetic material, amplify it hundreds of millions of billions of times, and say, aha, we found it. And if they have to do that, it is not the cause of your disease. It's not the cause of the problem because it's not even there. Not even there. Number three on the list, MRIs. We just talked about, and this came out this morning. John wrote about it. It's fantastic that you'll know now that it's not. We're not delegitimizing MRI as a technology to see stuff. It's the computer software that is causing the interpretation to be wrong up to 70% of the time. 70%! When they did this test analysis, they thought, oh, we'll see a 5% error rate. 70%. So 3 out of 10 times, you might get something that makes sense and is actually real when you get an MRI specific to certain things related to the brain. Again, this is specific to the brain as far as these tests are going right now. But this is humongous, folks. A lot of people rely on MRIs. Number four. Test results associated with mental disorders, certified mental disorders. There are no brain scans. There's no blood tests, saliva tests, hair tests, urine tests, genetic assays, all mental disorders, just behavior, menu of behavior, and that's pseudoscience. Number five on the list of tests that are bogus, all tests designed to assess the effectiveness of vaccines. Why? Because the only marker that determines efficacy of a vaccine is not that you get sick or you don't get sick. It's the stimulation artificially of an antibody. We checked. Hey, look, this one got you antibodies, right? Good luck. You're out in the world, and it's good for you. Of course, you interpret antibodies to mean you're going to die, but of course, if the vaccine gives it to you, you're going to live. It's selective pseudoscience. And the fact that you have an antibody is not sufficient to protect you from any given disease. They already know that. The human immune system, the animal immune system, much more complicated than just an antibody. Folks, people are getting sick with diseases they had in the past, or they're getting sick from what the vaccine is giving them. We're seeing fully immunized, well, not immunized, I'll say it, vaccinated populations getting sick from the diseases they're being vaccinated against. Number six, unsupported health claims from public officials. What, like what? How about the swine flu epidemic of 2009? We covered it the other day. Remember? The CDC was counting cases of swine flu because they were getting blood tests in, and then suddenly Cheryl Atkinson inquired and found out the CDC had totally stopped all counting and analysis of blood. Because why? They were finding no evidence of not only swine flu, but no evidence of any flu in that year, 2009, that they said was going to be the devastating, deadly year of years for flu. And they stopped counting it. And then they doubled and tripled down. They said, well, 22 million people likely suffered from the flu this season. They made it up. Folks, if you believe what they call the real news, you're being faked out. This is the place for real news, real health news, health freedom, healing liberty, natural news, Green Med Info, the Robert Scadbell Show, and more. And I'm glad y'all are here. Back with, guess who? Brian Hooker after the break.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Without my next guest, the movie Vax from Cover Up to Catastrophe would not have happened. A tenacious scientist and father with a great amount of love for his son who had been injured by vaccines, he just wouldn't let it go. And he revealed, through his efforts, it was revealed there was a whistleblower at the CDC by the name of William Thompson. The ongoing saga continues. It's just in the middle of it. Maybe the early stages, I don't know, but he's got the strength. We love him dearly. His name, Brian Hooker. He's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Robert. It is so good to be back.
Well, you waited
sorry
so,
for my
you waited so
my
long.
Prolonged...
I had to give you a really big introduction.
I'm so sorry. I've been a little hunkered down,
yes.
Trying to do my day job too. I mean,
yeah, no, I mean, you're still a professor and teaching and all the research that
yes,
has to be done.
Yes,
so.
I'm doing all of the different professor things and also, you know, being a part of this movement at the same time, which takes a lot of time. I mean, it's very, very time consuming. You know, I'm going through documents and investigating the CDC, which is always ongoing. I mean, it's always ongoing. There's always information coming in via the Freedom of Information Act, and I don't want that spigot to dry up. I don't see any reason why it should. And,
right.
And so, you know, I've been working on that as well.
Well, and it's been a while for our audience to hear your voice, so I'm going to ask you some of the basics just to catch everybody up, and then we're going to talk about this big event coming up on the 31st of March to ramp up what the media coverage that didn't happen at the National Press Club with RFK Jr. and the group, and we'd like to see it ramp up, so we've got to make some noise. We're going to do that. Now, any other communication with William Thompson since we last talked, or is he still under wraps until he gets subpoenaed by Congress?
William Thompson is still under wraps. I mean, you know, he is not communicating with me And, you know, I'm a bit surprised because I was the one that actually went out on record and said that he was going to recant regarding, specifically regarding the MMR and African American boys. And he has not as of yet. And, you know, I think that given the timing, that if he was going to write a paper, write a publication with a reanalysis of that data, which that was, you know, what I was hearing through the grapevine, that it would have happened already. And so I'm encouraged by that. I'm very encouraged by that. And, you know, I know he is still at CDC. You know, he, will, this is the, his, this would be the year that he would be fully vested in his retirement. And so this could be, you know, the year that he leaves CDC. I don't know. I mean, I haven't heard any rumblings of that particular, in that particular effect, but, you know, this is his 20 year mark at CDC. So, it will be interesting to see what happens. I mean, there's several efforts to get him subpoenaed. You know, people are, very, very interested in a congressional subpoena, but I think that there's so much pharma money
that is being circulated around, it's
going to be difficult.
Sure. And interestingly enough, I mean, as you tell me that he hasn't published the so-called recantation, I think that strategically they might have assessed that it would be worse to do that because of the scrutiny of picking apart another paper, what that would have brought about, as opposed to let a sleeping dog lie. Not that we're sleeping or you're sleeping, but they recognize that we don't have much clout with the mainstream media, which still holds sway over the vast majority of people, even though they're declining in viewership, listenership, etc. They still sort of control the horizontal and the vertical, to reference the twilight zone of modern media.
Right. You know, it is. We're from a mainstream perspective, we're not much of a threat. But I don't, you know, I think a lot of people are disgusted with mainstream media, specifically around this issue, and so they are questioning vaccines. They are questioning mandates. And, you know, so we are, you know, definitely making a difference. The fact that my paper was retracted doesn't mean that it still isn't popular. I mean, it's still being downloaded. You can still access, you know, my paper on the MMR effect on, you know, the journal's website where it was originally published. And, I'm actually publishing an expanded version of that particular paper this year.
And that will,
you know,
will be
expanded analysis.
Will that counter the any claims that they made in order to retract it?
Okay. Yes, that you know, I was very gracious. This is a book that is being published by Elsevier Publishers, where I am publishing a chapter specifically regarding the MMR and the reanalysis of the DeStefano paper.
Okay, stand by,
and,
Brian. We're on a break. We got a hard break here. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Brian Hooker. We'll talk more about the upcoming paper as well as his perspective on the potential FDA head Scott Gottlieb and more, an upcoming event where you're going to want to be marching on Washington, D.C. March 31st. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze-dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Brian Hooker is my guest this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out the links, robertscottbell.com, including to the upcoming March on D.C., and we've got that linked up right now. You'll definitely want to participate if you haven't already made your plans, revolutionfortruth.org. If you're not sure about how to get there, just come to the website. We'll get you there. Brian, you were just mentioning an expanded version of your paper on the reanalysis of the data surrounding the MMR and its links to autism, the one that William Thompson, the whistleblower, said, hey, we fudge data, we trash data. And it was published and it was removed, and now you had an opportunity to look at everything and expand it and really, I don't know if it's called hitting back, but how would you determine what this thing is going to do?
I am striking back. Mm-hmm. I I do feel that, I was looking for a way that I could get this information in the public domain, that, publishing it in a book by reputable scientific publishers like Elsevier, I think is a really, really good move to do that. In some ways, I'm not doing as much publicity as what, the scrutiny that was on the original paper. But the editors of this particular book let me have my say. I mean, let me have my say in terms of how the paper was originally retracted, why it shouldn't have been retracted, and so that's going to be in this more expanded publication, and I believe that the book, which will be called Controversies in Vaccine Safety, is coming out this fall. So it's coming out fairly soon.
Okay, so Controversies in Vaccine Safety, and that's coming out by Elsevier Publications, and that will include a peer-reviewed article by you?
Yes, it's already been peer-reviewed, and it's one of the chapters that is going to be released in the book.
Fantastic.
And it, not only does it cover the effect regarding African-American males, but it also talks about isolated autism, which is was not a part of the original paper, but is covered more in depth in the movie Vaxxed.
Right. Okay. Isolated autism included in it. I can't wait to get a review copy, and we will get it back on the air and let the world know. Now, we've had some advancements and some encouraging things happening since Trump was elected president. And that includes his meeting with RFK Jr., the potential for a vaccine safety commission and to look more into the CDC. I think having Tom Price as head of HHS, there's some promise there. He's a member of the AAPS, which is a good medical organization that takes no big pharma money at all. Rand Paul's also a member, as was Ron Paul. Now, the concern I have, are we doing one step forward, two steps back with someone like Dr. Scott Gottlieb being put up as potentially the head of FDA, considering his perspective revealed February 2015 about being pro-vaccine completely without question, claiming that the myths about autism links have been debunked, and how he would be really not opposed to any mandate, in fact, even on a federal level, and would like to see some exemptions from vaccination to be removed. So obviously at this point I'm thinking this would be a disaster.
I think that, I like the word disaster. It's a word that Donald Trump uses himself a lot to call out different facets of our federal government. But, I would go back to him and say, look, your pick for the FDA is a complete disaster. This is not, somebody that is in touch with the actual science around, and it's very, very easy. Everybody loves to go down the autism rabbit trail and say that there's no link between vaccines and autism, and they invoke the, retracted paper by Andy Wakefield, and then, they say there's nothing to see here. But, he's obviously not looked at the science, and he's obviously not looked at the realm of different issues that we have, the realm of different types of vaccine injuries that can occur. And so, this is, and to make these foolish comments in this interview, he is nobody that would be a friend to our community. And he is, sounds like we've got the fox guarding the hen house. And so, something needs to be done. I mean, I hope that there's a massive outcry against this particular appointee because, in your words and in the words of Donald Trump, he's a disaster.
Yeah. Again, I make leeway to say, hey, if he is recants his views and says I've learned since then, it's different. Okay, but as of now, we don't know. He hasn't said anything, so we have to go on the latest words that we know. So, yes, very big concern there. I've encouraged all of my listeners here to tweet out to Trump what a disaster Scott Gottlieb is on the issue of vaccines linked to autism and vaccine safety issues. Dr. Brian Hooker, we've got an upcoming event, a big one. And, with each movement forward, it's a $100,000 award. You got Robert De Niro involved and mainstream media basically – crickets. That's it. So do you think that this Revolution for Truth march on the 31st could raise a bigger stink that they cannot ignore, they cannot pretend is not happening?
Yes, I do. I'm encouraged by the lineup of the individuals that are going to be speaking not only at the press conference, but also at the rally at the Capitol. There's going to be a rally that is, I believe, in the south portion of the Capitol. If I have my direction, I always get screwed up in D.C., but but there is a rally between 1 and 5, and there's going to be about 18 speakers and really, really good friends of the community. Bobby Kennedy is going to be speaking at this particular event, and I'm going to be speaking at the rally as well as at the press conference. And so I'm very, very excited about this. I want to see, numbers come out, numbers that can't be ignored. The march is actually going to start at the White House. And so there will be, a demonstration outside of the White House, earlier that morning, then go to the National Press Club, and then from the National Press Club to the Capitol. And yeah. So I think this is going to be a very exciting event. We're trying to get as many press outlets to come out as possible so we can, we can get, maximized coverage, for this particular event. And we are encouraging, people that can come out in the community. I know it's very, very difficult. A lot of people are, they're care providers, for vaccine injured children and adults. And so it's difficult to make it out. But if you can make it out, please do. And, because we would like to get, huge numbers of people at this rally at the Capitol, at this protest at the National Press Club, and the earlier protest at the White House. I think we cannot be ignored. We must make a splash.
Well, I want everybody to think about this, because there's plenty of cynicism to go around, and perhaps rightfully so, with every event that we do or pronouncement we make, and the ignoring of it by the mainstream media and those in government. Even those who met with some of the Congress critters in February, including, we had Reverend Tony Muhammad on the show. He's talking to Pelosi, and Pelosi says to him, well, I would be willing to speak about mercury in flu shots, but that's all. It doesn't go any further than that. It is like unbelievable, but believable. These are politicians, and they've sold their souls to the devil and Big Pharma. Often you can't tell where one tail ends and the other begins. But I will say this, no matter how, let's say, cynical we become, with every step that we take in a march like this, even if one family is witness to this and protects their child from this vaccine injury, it will have been worth it. It will be much more than that. But I just want to put perspective on it, that it isn't always the grandiose change that you see immediately, but it's the people who are touched along the way and the children's lives that you save along the way. And I want to remind folks about that. It's not always about the destination as much as the journey, even though, yes, we know where we want to go with this, but recognize there's none of us know the exact timing where finally the whole thing collapses and then people recognize this danger and protect children legitimately.
Absolutely. And, we want to get the word out about the different things, the different myths that come about, when people are talking with their medical providers, the myth of, oh, well, this has been studied, it's been debunked, we already took mercury out of the vaccines, which is a big fat lie. And looking at other issues with the expansion of the vaccination schedule. When my son was vaccinated in 1998 and 1999, a lot of the vaccines that are now on the schedule were not on the schedule. And there were no maternal vaccines. I mean, we have two maternal vaccines, which are a recipe for disaster. We have the flu shot and the DTaP, or the Tdap, excuse me,
yes,
that are given during pregnancy. If they're given together, you're actually giving a neurotoxin, mercury, and another neurotoxin, aluminum, together that have synergistic toxicity. That is a huge, huge problem. And, we're seeing the effects of it right now. We're seeing the effects of neurodevelopmental disabilities in newborns. We're seeing, an uptick in the amount of miscarriages. It makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah. At what point do you ask the question, is it on purpose? Because how many people have become aware of this, and can no longer claim ignorance of these dangers and these injuries that are occurring? I'm not asking Dr. Brian Hooker to answer that question, but I will say he will be appearing as one of the speakers at the RevolutionForTruth.org march from the White House to the Capitol. and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will be there. Barbara Lowe Fisher from the National Vaccine Information Center, Minister Tony Muhammad, who we had on last week, Dell Bigtree, Dr. Paul Thomas, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Tony Bark, Marcella Piper Terry, Kent Heckenlively, and so many more. And Jim Turner, health freedom attorney Jim Turner, among others. And my gosh, this is a place to be if you can all be there. Again, remember, the folks you touch might not be those in the district of criminals necessarily elected, but the others that will be touched, it will have been worth it. It is worth it. And Brian, anything that's come out to slow you down in terms of, well, I think I can now rest, it's actually happening, and I can retire.
No, no, I'm not retiring. There, we have a global problem. You know, we look at what's going on in the United States, and you know, the amount of the lack of traction that we have in the media, the amount of persecution that's going on, you know, for individuals that dare speak out on this particular issue. You know, it's worse in countries like Australia. I mean, where they don't have free speech. And so, you know, we have many, many things to do. There's, you know, there's much to tackle. You know, I appreciate the people that are tweeting to, Trump about, Gottlieb.
Yes.
I mean, which is a disaster. And then also, you need to keep up pressure regarding on who's the director of the CDC. What is the leadership of the CDC?
Listen, Brian.
Drain the swamp. Do it.
We, drain that swamp. We're out of time, Brian. You are welcome back anytime. Don't make it so long next time. I know you're busy. Love you here. And everybody check it out. Links are up in the show notes. RobertScottBell.com. Back to wrap it up with Super Don after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Thanks again to Brian Hooker. Hey, Super Don, don't let it go that long between Brian Hooker visits to the show, or else...
Listen, I will tell you, it's not from a lack of trying. This is a busy guy.
Well, you got to try harder, or else we're going to make you eat a pineapple-laden pizza, because it is pie day. It's National Pizza Pie Day, and you have to have pineapple on your pizza pie.
Yes.
If you
P-I.
Wait
too it's long. P-I, not P-I-E.
Oh, it's not P-I-E? Dang it. Why didn't you...
It's the number 3.14... And numbers that never end.
Somebody get me a memo in advance and a pizza pie. All right. Hey, folks, the links are up in the show notes, as they always are, including upcoming events this weekend. Sunday. It's going to be with Richard Pearl at Simply Natural Organic Restaurant and Health Food Store. That is in Fort Lauderdale Sunrise. What will be the 319? That's not Pie Day anymore. That's only 314. So 5 days from today, if you're listening live. And I hope to see you there 1 to 3 in the afternoon. We'll be broadcasting live 3 to 4:30 approximately, unless you have loads of questions for me. We'll be there for the public open lecture. Hopefully we'll pour some silver shots for everybody that's old enough to receive them. No needles necessary. Just shoot it back like you already
got. No needles? Yikes.
Yeah, sometimes when you say shots, people get a little nervous. But they shouldn't on this show, because obviously we avoid all shots.
Yes.
Yeah, except... when you call out the Hawaiian pizza thing, because you get railed on for that. But there's a lot more things besides Pizza Pie Day today. Are there any other interesting days that we should acknowledge?
It's kind of a nerd day today.
It's a nerd day. That makes sense.
It is, because if I take a look at my website here that shows all of the holidays, you know, on particular days, today is Genius Day. Ooh. And look, you've got several here. Celebrate Scientist Day. I think it's Science Education Day. This all revolves around the fact that I believe today is Albert Einstein's birthday.
You know, that I guess it was perfect to have a PhD as brilliant as Brian Hooker on today. I mean,
there you go.
Sort of made it all work.
We celebrated Genius Day.
Yeah, and we had Yeah, absolutely. I like it.
But today is Pi Day as well, which refers to the number that describes the circumference of a circle or the diameter or whatever it is. I can't remember.
Yeah, well, as opposed to May the 4th, which is like Star Wars Day.
That's the real nerd day.
Right, yeah. So this is like the upper level elitist nerd day. There is just the sci-fi geeky cosplay May 4th day. Did I use cosplay the right way that time?
Yeah, that would apply there. That would apply there.
Still learning. Absolutely. Still learning Super D. I don't know.
Yes.
Anyway, you did a great meme about the, you know, Steve the Thorough and his love of pineapple on pizza.
And pizza pie. Yes.
What was the name of his book that you said he wrote?
Let's see. I think it was called Pizza Sacrilege, How I Came Back from the Dark Side, and in parentheses, Eating Pineapple Pizza.
I don't think he took that lying down. Because he dished it right back out at you, and he also came up with his own book title, I guess. It was a little different than yours.
Yeah, he wants to write a book called Pineapple and Prejudice, One Fruit's Quest for Acceptance.
I love it. The creativity continues to astound and amaze, yes. And I love it. Y'all keep those comments coming and keep the grief coming for Super D. He's earned it. And he can take it. And all the challenges and gauntlets you throw down his way for theme songs, he's got them all going for you. So, really great stuff. We've got the Canada trip coming up. Toronto, that's the middle of April. Following that, San Diego for the Best Answer for Cancer. We got Total Health, of course, is called in Toronto. Ty Bollinger will be up there with me and Charlene and the kids. I'm looking forward to that. We'll talk about that some tomorrow as well when we go outside the box. And then we have, let's see, who else is going to be there? DACA Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf. We've got, Paul Barragero is going to be up there in Toronto as well. It's going to be so awesome. Great, great folks getting together north of the border. Hopefully they'll let us in because, you know, we are we're attitude-laden Americans here. And, you know, the Canadians are so nice, they probably will. They'll probably let us come up again. So.
Already.
Yeah. I'm loving it. Pi Day. Going to have some pie? Probably not.
Yes.
Heading down to South Florida. I'm going to be at Save-A-Lot Nutrition. I think it's called by Al Foreman. He used to own Toonies. And he's going to have me on his radio show in the morning. So if anybody is in the Fort Lauderdale, Margate, Coral Springs area, I'm going to drop by late morning on the way down to Miami. And then we'll get you up to date with any surprise guests we have on the show tomorrow or the next few days, because we've got some interesting meetings happening, including leading to the penultimate meeting on 319 with Richard Pearl. Yeah, one of the three aminos, where we'll definitely be missing Liam Sheff. And, of course, we'll be doing the live broadcast and public lecture Sunday the 19th. 3 to 4:30 in the afternoon if you want to come by for the radio broadcast, 1 to 3. Okay, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week here on GCN. Archives available all over the world, GCN, as well as robertscottbell.com. Check it out. We've got it in SoundCloud. Greetings to all of our UK health radio folks, too. Back tomorrow with more powerful healing, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, the Bell, Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.